For Chinese journalists in the United States, things are getting tougher. New rules from the State Department mean Chinese nationals working for non-American news organizations can only stay in the U.S. for 90 days. Then they have to reapply for a three-month extension on their journalist visas. That poses problems for many Chinese nationals in the media, according to Jin Ding in Washington. She's the program manager at the International Women's Media Foundation and also the co-founder of Chinese Storytellers, a collective of journalists.
We always think U.S. is the beacon of press freedom, and it is the First Amendment that's giving us the right to be a journalist and speak up. But at the same time, when this happened, it is a nationality-based target.
This impacts many different sorts of Chinese journalists, journalists working for government news outlets and organizations, and journalists working for like the BBC, Reuters, and individuals like you, right?
Yes, absolutely. So this will impact all the journalists who are not only working for Chinese state media, it will also further impact a lot of Chinese journalists who are working for other English or non-English media in the U.S.
So there's been, as you know, this media tit-for-tat between Washington and Beijing, and this is just the latest round. Chinese authorities expelled reporters from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post in March. And after that, the U.S. designated five U.S.-based Chinese state-run news organizations as foreign government functionaries. How do you think the Beijing government will respond this time?
They will probably post more restrictions on American journalists holding journalism visa, as well as limiting the Chinese nationals who are working as research assistants in their Beijing or Shanghai office.
And Jin Ding, why did you come to the U.S. to practice journalism?
I first worked as a journalist in China. I came over to the U.S. to study. Later, after graduating, I ended up working for nonprofits like the Pulitzer Center to help journalists continue in reporting via grants and programs.
And have you found in the U.S. the press freedom you thought you might find here?
Yes, but in some ways, as a minority, as a foreigner, definitely there are challenges. And also, as well as I'm a woman in the media. But I would say, yes, I found more press freedom for sure compared with China, which is the biggest jailer of journalists.
Do you feel free here to put your byline on an article that is critical of China's government?
I think there are a lot of thoughts going into that before I can actually put my byline on any article criticizing Chinese government. So, you know, Chinese government has constantly harassed the jailed journalists in China and their families. So, yeah, there already are a lot of barriers for me to speak up.
Do people ever ask you who you really work for? And do you find that insulting? I mean, how do you react?
Yeah, I get asked all the time, are you a Chinese spy? Like, who do you really work for? And are you just speaking for the Chinese government? What about the Chinese Communist Party? So it's a frustrating position.
Jin Ding, if this escalation, this media escalation continues between China and the U.S., how do you see it all ending?
I think this is a huge loss for every journalist, American or Chinese. American journalists in China are being put at a very awkward position and difficult position to work. At the same time, Chinese journalists are working here, facing a lot of challenges compared with previous years. There is no win for press freedom and no win for media diversity.
Jin Ding, the program manager at the International Women's Media Foundation. She's also the co-founder of Chinese Storytellers, a collective of journalists. Very good to have you on the show today, Jin. Thank you very much.
Thank you.